When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, and this is Cody Derricks' interview with the director for Boy Kills World, Moritz Moore.
This was never a great city, but it was ours.
Are you with me? Always.
Until Hilda van der Kooi took it from us. This is how she keeps control. They call it the Calling.
They're all gonna watch and cheer as you die.
That's me, facing televised execution by breakfast cereal mascots. Not my happiest day. But let me take you back to an even worse one. The day the van der Kooi's killed my family and left me deaf and mute. So, I made a three-step plan. Step one, give myself an inner voice. I took the last one I remembered from this video game. Player one wins! Step two, get stronger. A lot stronger. And step three, join a team.
Welcome to the Resistance.
Yeah, go team. The mission is simple. Make the van der Kooi's pay for what they have done. Insert crazy action montage.
Hello and welcome to Next Best Picture. This is Cody Derricks, and I'm here talking to the director of the new film Boy Kills World, Moritz Moore. Moritz, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So Boy Kills World, this is a movie that you can't describe without using the word wild. It is wildly original and wildly violent. And I want to start by talking about what inspired you to make this film. You know, this is based on a short film of yours with the same title. And where did that original idea come from?
It wasn't really a short film. It was sort of, sometimes people call it a short film, but it was sort of a proof of concept trailer. You can find it online somewhere, and it's literally sort of this trailer form where you get like a little scene, and then it sort of drifts over in just a montage, basically. So it was 2016, I think that's right. It was basically four guys in Berlin, Germany, that were sort of like a bit sick and tired of their day jobs and sort of the TV and advertising, and just want to make something that they could actually be proud of and sort of really would like to watch themselves. And Germany is not very big on action movies. So we were like, all right. And the thing is, we got these really great guys in Germany that work on all these amazing movies. Dave Shatarsky, our action director, who's been a friend of mine for, I think, around 12 years. He's worked on the Kingsman movies, Wonder Woman, Black Widow, and there's like a bunch of other guys in Berlin that worked on all these big action movies. And like, there's a lot of talent that can actually do stuff like that. And we were like, all right, we're gonna do that. We're gonna do an action movie here. And that's what we did. Well, a trailer for it. Took us a while to get off the ground. Took us a while to finish it. I think it took us a year because it was all no budget, basically. And then I took it to LA. And just like good luck, like showing it to a few people. And that's, I think after like 4 days, I was in Sam's office and he was like, all right, let's do this.
A lot of great art has come from people being bored of their day jobs. So this is no different. And so, when you say Sam, I assume you're talking about your producer, Sam Raimi. So exactly. I was going to ask, what was your introduction to him? And can you tell me about his involvement?
It was literally, so I arrived in LA. I had like three meetings. The first one was like, all right, this looks great trailer. Do you have a script? And I was like, no, we don't have a script. Sorry. And I was like, oh, well, then can't help you. But looks great though. Bye. And I was like, all right, this is kind of depressing. I thought it would actually happen because if you talk to people like, oh, you want to sell a movie, then you better have a script, right? That's what you hear. And all we had was the proof of concept trailer, which is like, all right, you get what we want to do. But yeah, we don't like we had a treatment sort of like 10 pager, but that wasn't enough for them. And then I had a meeting with two more guys. And one of them actually introduced me to Roy Lee, who's also a producer on the movie. He's produced like the It movies and the Ring movies and the Lego movies. So he's a really like big producer in his own right. And he introduced me to my manager, Stuart Maneschal, and he wrote this quick email to me. He was like, hey, so I'm going to send this to Sam Raimi now. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Sure. And 2 days, two hours later, the next email came back and was like, yeah, Sam saw it. He flipped. And I was like, best day of my life, right? This is like the dream come true. So 2 days later, we were in this office and shaking hands and talking and meeting my hero. And it was crazy. And even crazier was that he was like, all right, let's do this. Let's do this together and develop a script, find a studio, etc. So that first part was insane. And I thought, well, I made it, basically. We're going to shoot this next year. Let's go. Not quite. It took us another 6 years to get this made. The process with Sam over the course of that time, over writing the script and eventually editing, was great because you have a collaborator that actually understands the genre and has so much experience that it's like a little masterclass you get every time you talk. So that's super cool.
Super cool. You said it. That's exactly what it is. One of the amazing things about this film is this is your debut feature film as a director. And I feel like most directors do something small or quote unquote simple for their feature debut. You're debuting with a big, complicated action movie with tons of stunts and known actors. Were there any memorable challenges that you had to overcome with this film?
I mean, it was all a challenge, especially when you sort of do it over 6 years and you sort of start out when we shot the proof of concept trailer in 2016, we're like, all right, I think we can do this for like $2 million in Germany in our backyard, basically. Like if we do a feature of that, that was the goal. We never anticipated that it would go to LA, go to somebody like Sam Raimi and end up the movie that it is right now. Like that was never in the cards at any point in 2016, 17, 18 even. And it also it grew at one point where we were like, all right, we're going to do this now, we're going to do this in Cape Town, we're going to get these actors, and we just got more and more great actors. It was like every time we talked about casting a new role, the producers were like, all right, what about this guy? And I was like, yeah, try, let's get him, that's amazing. And because I at one point I thought like, all right, they're just gonna stop spending money. And I was like, let's get anybody, really. We can't afford to spend any more money. But they were so committed to this. And especially on the action part where we actually had, like, we laid out all the action, we shoot all the previs, and then we looked at it and I was like, that might be more expensive than we anticipated. And that's when they stepped up again. And I was like, all right, we want all this action stuff in there. We don't want to cut it down. The producers have been great on this and really like turned it into the movie that it is today. Yeah, which is a far cry from just in scale-wise, a far cry from what I thought I would end up with when I first started this.
To all of our listeners of the Next Best Picture podcast, we know you love movies. We do too. Do you like going to the theater? Well, Regal Unlimited just makes sense. Regal Unlimited is the all-you-can-watch movie subscription pass that pays for itself in just two visits. See any standard 2D movie anytime with no blackout dates or restrictions. When you want to watch a movie in a premium format like 4DX, IMAX, RPX, or ScreenX, your Regal Unlimited membership gets you into those premium experiences at a reduced cost. And with Regal Unlimited, you won't just save money on tickets, you'll also save on snacks. Members get 10% off on all non-alcoholic concession items. So if you're planning to see two movies this month, just two, you need to join Regal Unlimited. Sign up now in the Regal app or on regmovies.com/unlimited. That's regmovies.com/limited. And you can tell them Next Best Picture sent you with the promo code /RegalNBP24. That's /RegalNBP24.
Speaking of that action, I'm pretty tough and like to think I've seen it all, but there were some moments of violence in this that made even me wince. I was partial to a moment with a cheese grater. I'm not going to say anything else about it.
Yeah.
Did you have any favorite stunts or moments of violence in the film yourself?
Yeah, my favorite scene is the is actually my favorite action scene. Is the showdown scene, because the actors and Dave did such an amazing job, and it's physical, it's violent, it's dark, there's some stuff in there that I've never seen before. It's just so many things, and I think it's it perfectly wraps up the movie. And this is what I believe. I think it's the best action scene where we got. And I think it's so amazing that it's actually towards the end of the movie. It's a high point for the movie, and it's at the end and not like in the middle where the action scene just goes down. But also the cheese grater is, it's short, it's sweet. The audience reactions are just chef's kiss, because there's nobody, like there's rarely are people immune to that. Like the screams you hear in the theater, just like, oh, that's music to my ears. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we all know what it's like to, oops with a cheese grater and just kind of hurt yourself a little bit. So the idea of what they do in this movie with a kitchen utensil like that is really specifically horrifying. So good job there.
Thank you. Yeah.
Now, speaking of your actors, your lead actor, the titular boy, is played by Bill Skarsgård, who, to my mind, is one of our most versatile working actors today. In this film, he does the entire thing without uttering a single word. Can you just tell me a little bit about what it was like working with him?
Bill is super committed to his roles and an incredibly hard worker, and we rode him hard, like, because he had to get in shape, he had to train, he had to learn the choreographies, which is just like hours and hours, just before the movie even starts, where you have to understand them and learn them and remember them eventually. And it's like dance numbers, right, that you have to study and one day then perform. And like these complicated punch combos and stuff. It's like that takes a lot of time and a lot of commitment. We had two units, and he was working so much during the course of the shooting that I felt bad for him a few times. Like it was really a lot. And then it was, I guess the not talking thing is kind of unusual for an actor, but it is also a challenge that you have to convey all the emotions with your face and with your gestures. And that was something we talked a lot about and eventually shot a lot, where we was like, all right, is this working? Maybe do it, like try it in a different way. Like you basically do the same as with talking, but you really have to sort of focus on little other things, where it's like, oh yeah, this is that moment in that scene, that blink, that head turn, that sort of conveys it. That's a very, yeah, it was a challenge, but it was also a great collaboration that we had on that.
He may not speak himself, but he does have an internal voice played by H. John Benjamin, who is, an incredible comic actor, and his voice is instantly recognizable to anyone who watches the show Bob's Burgers. That's definitely how he got on my radar. Yeah. Is that how he got on your radar too? Or did you?
Archer.
Yeah.
I came from the other side. First it was Archer, and then I found Bob's Burgers, which was, I think, the was the right way to watch it from my point. Yeah, that's how I got to him. That's exactly how I got to him. I was a big fan. I have been for years and years and years. And when we sort of talked about The Voice, originally in the original proof of concept trailer, we sort of had this, we had the young actor and then we had the old voice, and the old voice was more of a Marlboro Man kind of guy.
Okay. Sort of
in the course of writing the movie and writing the script for the movie, it was like, all right, let's get rid of the smoking part. And then we came up with the video games and then the video game voice. And at that point it was like, so we don't need the Marlboro Man. We need somebody else. Also very like iconic voice and funny. And that's when, like, literally the first thing I thought about was John Benjamin.
Well, it fits perfectly, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Now, watching this movie, it's easy to think of revenge thrillers like Kill Bill and Old Boy. Now, were there any specific films that inspired you during the making of this film?
I mean, we definitely, definitely these two movies were in our minds. Like, I'm a massive Park Chan-wook fan. I love his revenge trilogy, and it's like, yeah, that definitely inspired Boy Kills World. But also, like, all the other action movies, like the John Wick movies and Deadpool even, and like, you all sort of have them in the back of your head, and because that's the waters you jump into, and then you try to add something that to that canon that hasn't been done before, I guess, or sort of is new to that. And yeah, that was the goal. There are a lot of references in this movie. Either most of them are sort of subconscious, I guess, but I can't say that this is all like, this comes from 30 years of movie watching. This movie, 80s 80s Hong Kong cinema, Korean movies, animes, like all that stuff. And we're all big fans of those, and the genre movies and revenge movies. And yeah, we try to make our mark here.
I'm approaching the end of my time here with you, unfortunately. But before I let you go, do you have any upcoming projects in the works or anything you're hoping to make in the future that you can talk about?
I can't talk about anything really, because nothing has really happened yet, but I'm working on it and I hope I can soon. Pitching, reading, writing, the whole shebang. Hopefully soon.
All right. Well, looking forward to whatever the next Moritz Moore movie is, whenever that rolls around.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for spending some time with me. And I'm really excited for people to see Boy Kills World.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Cody Derricks' interview with the director for Boy Kills World, Moritz Moore, here on the Next Best Picture podcast. Boy Kills World will be released in theaters on April 26th from Roadside Attractions and Lionsgate. You have been listening to the Next Best Picture podcast. We are proud to be part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and you can subscribe to us anywhere where you subscribe to podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts to let us know what you think of the show. We really appreciate your feedback and your support, which you can also lend on over at Patreon. For $1 minimum a month, you'll get some exclusive podcast content from us. Thank you all so much for listening, as always, and we will see you all next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.